We thank all reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility, through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions,
is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the Providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives
as we honor a part of ourselves.
Hello, compassionate viewers. Thank you for your company today on Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. For satellite coverage 24 hours a day and 7 days a week, please join us in Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1 and Hotbird 6, in England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland, and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV channel 835, Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2, Africa, Intelsat 10 Ku-band and Intelsat 10 C-band, the Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C-band, ABS, AsiaSat 2 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 22 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs. In Paraguay, in Ciudad del Este, channel 66 on TV cable Paraná. In Cameroon, channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Mongolia, in Souk Bator, Selink Province, channel 30 on Mini-Mongol. In Dahon, Oul Province, channel 8 on Dahon Broadcasting System. In Sha, channel 14. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Supervision, channel 47 and Orange Cable Companies, channel 65. In Utuf, on channel 21, through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Slovenia, channel 73 on T2 Slovenia. In the Netherlands, channel 30 on Wecan Cable Network. In Formosa or Taiwan, on Green Island, channel 61 on Huan Hu Cable. Channel 35 on Multimedia On Demand of Shanghua Telecom. In Taipei City, channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, channel 108 on Qinghe Cable TV. Yongjiale Cable TV and Global View Cable TV. Also in Taipei County, channel 97 on Mangrove Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, channel 97 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, channel 108 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, channel 100 on Dongya Cable TV. In Penghu County, channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. And in Qinmen County, channel 105 on Minchang Cable TV. Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, a United Arab Emirates charity and United Kingdom non-profit organization collaborate to assist the disadvantaged. In ecology news, Zimbabwe encourages farmers to adopt organic practices. Stay tuned for today's Shining World Leadership program featuring Dr. Judith Longstaff-McKay, a longstanding public health advocate for England. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, August 10th, is the Independence Day of Ecuador, observing its gaining of sovereignty in 1830. Adjacent to the Pacific Ocean between Colombia and Peru in Western South America, Ecuador is known for its beauty and great environmental diversity. The Sangay National Park, a United Nations Educational, Scientific and Cultural Organization World Heritage Site, reflects a wide variety of ecosystems, including tropical rainforests and mountain glaciers, and contains more than 3,000 plant species. Some famous Ecuadorians are Mr. Alejandro Carrion Aguirre, a prominent poet, author, and journalist, Mr. Hugo Cifuentes, an acclaimed photographer, and Dr. Fanny Carrion de Fierro, an award-winning writer. We wish the citizens of Ecuador a fabulous Independence Day.
Fly-in News, Supreme Master Qinghai International Association Relief News Update from Central African Republic. The nation's capital, Bangui, was swept by severe floods in late June through July. Two children perished and 11,000 people were displaced as over 2,500 homes were damaged or destroyed.
Many of the affected were children, pregnant women and elderly who lost their basic property. Latrines and water wells were also blocked. Filled with love and sorrow, Supreme Master Qinghai donated $10,000 and sent her heartfelt condolences and prayers for the storm victims. The donation could purchase $671,000 in items if obtained in the United States based on the cost of living in Central African Republic.
Our association's relief team from Cameroon traveled to the affected areas, covering their own expenses, where they provided emergency supplies and helped construct water wells. They also distributed SOS flyers to inform residents of how being vegan can alleviate the tolls of climate change, and taught the victims how to make nutritious gluten.
The residents expressed their deep gratitude for Master's loving assistance, which was the first they had received.
A letter also arrived later from the country's Ministry of Social Affairs, detailing the relief items and location and manner of their delivery. With Master's permission, we would like to share the following excerpt conveying their appreciation.
The social sector of the 2nd District wholeheartedly thanks the Supreme Master Qinghai International Association, who was quick to come to the rescue of flood victims in Bangui. The entire population of the 2nd District is indeed grateful to the organization of Supreme Master Qinghai. Completed at Bangui on July 30, 2009. Sector Chief, Ministry of Social Affairs.
We are grateful to Supreme Master Qinghai for allowing us to share this letter with our viewers and thank our association's foreign group for providing this report.
We are also thankful for Supreme Master Qinghai's care and support that brings comfort both near and far, and to our association's relief team for their sincere efforts. With heaven's grace, may the afflicted swiftly recover their productive lives as we strive to ease situations such as these through our more compassionate ways.
Northwest India hit by fatal landslides. On Saturday, the Indian state of Uttarakhand was pelted by hours of heavy rains.
Several homes in the mountainous region of Pitoragarh district near the nation's border with China was swept away by flooding. At least 30 people perished and 50 were missing when three villages were buried by landslides.
Medical and rescue teams, including Indo-Tibetan border police personnel, have rushed to the site to search for survivors. However, inclement weather and poor lighting has hampered their efforts.
With a sorrowed heart, Supreme Master Qinghai quickly pledged $10,000 in aid, asking our local association members to please go and see to any who were urgently in need, such as orphans, uncared for elders, or desperate families. This amount could purchase $168,000 in relief items purchased in the United States based on India's cost of living.
We are grateful, medical rescue and police personnel, for your selfless endeavors to locate the missing in these calamities. We especially thank Supreme Master Qinghai for her loving care of the most vulnerable. As we grieve for the lives lost, we pray for the soon recovery of storm victims, and that humanity's greater kindness helps bring stability and safety across our globe.
Supreme Master Qinghai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Cholesterol levels linked to dementia. A study conducted by U.S. healthcare organization Kaiser Permanente found that those with cholesterol counts of 240 or more had a 66% increased risk of developing Alzheimer's disease.
The 40-year study of nearly 10,000 people began tracking participants when they were 40 to 45 years of age. Renowned U.S.-based Mayo Clinic is thus suggesting a diet rich in fresh fruits and vegetables, olive oil, nuts, and fiber to lower cholesterol, a substance that is only found in animal products. Our thanks, Kaiser Permanente, and all researchers involved for this important information about yet another danger of consuming animal-based foods. Let us all safeguard our health and that of the earth with an animal-free vegan diet.
Pigs losing lives to mysterious fever. The Mizoram Animal Husbandry and Veterinary Departments in Mizoram State of India reported the pigs perished across over 30 villages.
No swine flu has yet been reported in the state, and the pigs are believed to have contracted the illness after others were imported from nearby Myanmar. Health officials have warned for years of the potential for viruses to jump from animals to humans, with potentially disastrous consequences. The U.S.-based Physicians Committee for Responsible Medicine has warned that in the U.S., one-third of pigs have some form of flu, suggesting continual threats to public health as even one pig can cause illness.
In official swine flu counts alone that are far below true numbers, the European Center for Disease Prevention and Control has tallied 208,058 human swine flu cases in 168 countries and territories with 1,688 fatalities. The same agency also announced that cases in Europe increased by 2,065 in 24 hours, including 594 confirmed in Germany, 558 in Britain, 395 in Netherlands, and 263 in Italy.
In the United Kingdom, the National Health Service, or NHS, is struggling to fill vacancies for healthcare practitioners ahead of what is expected to be a busy winter due to the pandemic. Egypt's Ministry of Health reported an additional 13 cases, bringing the total to 342. China has reported 54 new cases within 2 days, bringing the number of afflicted to 2,264. A summer language school in southern France was disrupted when 5 adults and 59 teenagers showed swine flu-like symptoms. Many students have left the school to avoid further exposure, and new arrivals have been temporarily canceled.
We are disheartened to learn of these situations worldwide and pray that the suffering due to this pandemic ends, as more and more people realize the assurance of the wholesome vegan diet in protecting both personal and global health.
Foreseeing this tragic event, Supreme Master Ching Hai had designed the Alternative Living Flyer some years ago and asked our association members to distribute it worldwide since.
Alternative Living.
Change your life. Change your heart. Change your diet.
No more killing. Be healthy and loving.
Examples of nutritious, life-saving food, percentage by weight.
Tofu from soy, 16% protein concentration. Gluten from flour, 70% protein concentration. Corn, 13% protein concentration. Rice, 8.6% protein concentration. Soybeans, kidney beans, chickpeas, lentils, etc., 10 to 35% protein concentration. Almonds, walnuts, cashews, hazelnuts, pine nuts, etc., 14 to 30% protein concentration. Pumpkin seeds, sesame seeds, sunflower seeds, etc., 18 to 24% protein concentration. Concentrated multivitamin tablets or capsules are also a good source of vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants. fruits and vegetables are full of vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants and contain high-quality fiber for maintaining good health and a long life.
The recommended daily allowance, 50 grams of protein, average adult.
Calcium from vegetables is more absorbable than from cow's milk.
To diminish the real threat of a worldwide pandemic from bird flu.
To avoid the danger of mad cow disease, or BSE, and pig disease, or PMWS, etc. To stop the continuing gruesome sacrifice of billions of our sweet domestic animals, marine life, and feathered friends daily.
It's wise to change to a vegetarian diet for good.
It's health.
It's economy.
It's ecology.
It's compassion.
It's peace.
It's noble. For more information and free veg recipes, please refer to the websites listed below.
al.godsdirectcontact.org, www.vegsoc.org, www.vrg.org, www.vegsource.com,
or email to al@godsdirectcontact.org.
Palestinian president elected head of Fatah. During their first election in 20 years, the Fatah party chose president of the Palestinian National Authority, His Excellency Mahmoud Abbas, to continue as leader. President Abbas pledged to maintain peace negotiations with Israel, saying, "We have to continue this way for the interest of the people." Our respectful congratulations, Your Excellency Mahmoud Abbas. May Allah bless you abundantly as you strive to help bring a harmonious future to fellow Palestinians and the region.
Yemeni cleric and assistant released. Yemen is preparing to welcome Sheikh Mohammed Ali al-Mu'ayyad and his companion Mohammed Zayed following their release after a six-year detainment at a U.S. prison. Human Rights Minister of Yemen, Hoda Al-Ban, expressed his country's hope that this was the first step in freeing other Yemeni detainees, who occupy approximately 50% of the remaining inmates at the Guantanamo Bay facility. Thank you, U.S. and Yemen, for your peaceful cooperation in freeing Mohammed Ali Al-Mu'ayyad and Mohammed Zayed. Wishing them many warm reunions with loved ones and fulfilling new starts in life.
Dogs as smart as two-year-olds. Leading researcher on dog behavior, Professor Stanley Corin from the University of British Columbia in Canada, has reported that the average dog's ability to count, reason, and recognize words and human gestures is equivalent to that of a two-year-old child.
Moreover, dogs' basic arithmetic skills can be compared to a three-year-old or four-year-old child. According to the tests, which were adapted from ones used for humans, the top canines for intelligence include border collies, poodles, retrievers, German shepherds, and Doberman pinschers, who all can recognize around 250 words, much like a 2.5-year-old child. Many thanks, Professor Korn and Associates, for your study that helps us better appreciate our animal companions. May we come to fully respect the lives of these and all our sentient co-inhabitants on Earth.
Save our planet. French oysters succumb to plague. Scientists are trying to determine the cause of a plague that has taken the lives of millions of oysters this year.
In two waves of fatalities in the Mediterranean and all the way to Normandy, 90% of baby and juvenile oysters have perished. Experts say the illness may be linked to global warming-induced rise in temperatures, which weaken the shellfish, along with toxic algae and chemical residues.
It saddens us to know the plight of our marine co-inhabitants. Let us quickly turn to more thoughtful lifestyles to alleviate these dangerous planetary conditions and ensure the health of all beings.
Supreme Master Ching Hai often highlights the importance of our actions, as she did when speaking of our planetary crisis during an October 2008 video conference in Thailand.
According to all the reports, every day we have been hit by the climate change already. If we are not doing anything more than right now, the worst will come still, and if no one had turned to the compassionate lifestyle, then the bad retribution, as we sow, so shall we reap, will be upon us. So how can we reap any better reward if countless beings grovel in agony and suffering that even hell would pale in comparison. It's already hitting us. I pray that we, as the human race, wake up and take action quickly, really quickly.
Save our planet. Rainforests cleared for rubber tree plantations. In a report published in the newspaper Malaysian Star, journalist Tan Cheng Li has reported that nearly 80% of protective tree cover and wildlife habitat are being lost in some southern Asian countries through deforestation.
The trees are being felled to make way for profit-making crops such as rubber trees, which produce the material latex. In Malaysia, the states of Selangor and Johor have already lost permanent forest reserves that were once protected. Many plant and animal species are also losing their homes, and scientists have found that rubber plantations cannot store as much carbon as natural forests. The deforestation also causes soil erosion and increases risk of fire.
Journalist Tan Cheng Li and Malaysian Star, we appreciate your report on this worrisome practice. Our prayers that humanity quickly finds ways to more harmoniously coexist with all treasured planetary co-inhabitants.
Save our planet. Pangolin survival in Southeast Asia threatened. Although trade of this small nocturnal animal has been banned since 2002 by the International Trade in Endangered Species of Wild Fauna and Flora, or CITES, the pangolin population is rapidly declining due to the high volume of poaching for human consumption and other uses. It is now nearing extinction in Aulac, or Vietnam, Cambodia, and Laos. Chris Shepherd, acting director of Traffic Southeast Asia, a wildlife trade monitoring network based in Malaysia, stated, "Pangolin populations clearly cannot stand the incessant poaching pressure, which can only be stopped by decisive government-backed enforcement action. Thank you, Acting Director Shepherd and Traffic Southeast Asia, for encouraging active measures to protect the gentle pangolins. May these beings live in peace to continue to play their important roles of maintaining ecological balance in their surroundings."
Save our planet. An annual house exhibition in Finland features 40 homes that all utilize sustainable technologies, including geothermal heat, solar, and wind energy, as well as other energy-conserving solutions.
Save our planet. Despite conditions of drought affecting harvests in some regions, Indian Prime Minister Manmohan Singh reassures of adequate sustenance for all citizens, saying that the government has sufficient food grains to sustain the country.
Save our planet. After four consecutive seasons lacking rainfall, the Republic of Somaliland faces increasing effects of drought, with more than 700,000 households affected by threatened food security and some who have already had to leave their homes.
Save our planet. UK Secretary for Energy and Climate Change, Ed Miliband, meets with Brazilian Foreign Minister Celso Amorim to work toward agreements ahead of the Global Warming Conference in Copenhagen this December.
I'm Hallie.
Hi, I'm Pomash. We are two of the stars of Supreme Master Ching Hai's number one international best-selling book, The Dogs in My Life.
Pomash and I are both vegan, meaning no animal products for us.
Today, we have a special tip from our much-loved caregiver, Supreme Master Ching Hai.
Never drag your dogs with neck collars. It's choking them.
Just imagine it's you.
Use a harness. It's better for your dog friend.
Thank you, Supreme Master Ching Hai. Our canine companions and human caretakers surely appreciate this gentle tip.
And thank you, kind viewers, for your attention. Thanks for being veg, going green, and saving the planet.
Let's now take a look at the worldwide weather.
Thank you.
In world news, a United Arab Emirates Foundation and United Kingdom nonprofit organization collaborate to assist the disadvantaged. His Highness Sheikh Mansour bin Zayed Al Nahyan, UAE Minister of Presidential Affairs and Board Chairman of Khalifa bin Zayed Al Nahyan Charitable Foundation, and Sir Richard Branson of Virgin Unite signed a Memorandum of Understanding in Abu Dhabi. Their first initiative will offer young people education leading to employment. Heaven bless your generosity and devotion. Your Highness Sheikh Mansour bin Zayed Al Nahyan, Khalifa bin Zayed Al Nahyan Charitable Foundation, Sir Richard Branson and Virgin Unite, for helping our brethren. May your caring endeavors help bring brighter tomorrows to many.
In ecology news, Zimbabwe promotes organic gardening. Department of Agricultural, Technical and Extension Services will work together with non-governmental organizations, including Zimbabwe Project Trust, or ZIMPRO, to offer technical guidance to organic farmers. By supplying seeds for crops and food trees, ZIMPRO's low-impact garden program can create food security in Zimbabwean urban areas. Our appreciation, Department of Agricultural, Technical and Extension Services and Zimbabwe Project Trust, for your dedication to sustainable farming methods. May an earth-saving way of life be adopted throughout our planet to ensure nutritious food for all. Ahead on Noteworthy News is the series of Shining World Leadership. Stay tuned for today's segment featuring Dr. Judith Longstaff McKay, a physician from Britain with an important mission. We'll take a moment to remember God's love. Be back soon. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, helpful news for a righteous world. And now for our series of Shining World Leadership segment featuring British native Dr. Judith Longstaff McKay, who established the Asian Consultancy on Tobacco Control.
For decades, Supreme Master Ching Hai has exemplified unconditional love through her worldwide humanitarian work. She has inspired our association members and countless people across the globe to follow her compassionate example. Through enlightened leadership, a better world is truly possible. In recent times, a new and exciting phenomenon has been on the rise that is bringing much hope and light to our planet. More and more leaders and governments around the world are adopting practices that greatly improve the lives of their citizens, man and animal alike.
English-born Dr. Judith Longstaff McKay is a physician dedicated to protecting people's health through tobacco control. Dr. McKay worked in Hong Kong hospitals, where she saw the tragic illnesses caused by smoking. She started to focus on preventive measures and became the founding executive director of the Hong Kong Council on Smoking and Health. She later established the Asian Consultancy on Tobacco Control, of which she is currently its director. On an international level, Dr. McKay is a senior advisor to the World Lung Foundation and a senior policy advisor to World Health Organization, or WHO.
In 2003, Dr. McKay helped develop WHO's Framework Convention on Tobacco Control, WHO FCTC, which called for restrictions on tobacco ads, health warnings on cigarette packages, and smoke-free areas. More than 165 countries have now signed this legally binding agreement. Dr. McKay also recommends charging a tax on cigarettes that is 75% of the cost. She advocates health education specifically oriented to youth and prohibiting cigarettes from being available to them.
For her tireless work in ending tobacco harms, Dr. McKay has received many international awards over the years. The WHO Commemorative Medal, the Lifetime Achievement Award from the International Network of Women Against Tobacco, and most recently, the Lifetime Achievement Award from British Medical Journal, are but a few of them. In 2006, Dr. McKay was voted as one of the heroes in Time Magazine's list of 60 Asian heroes. Our deepest gratitude, Dr. McKay, and God bless your steadfast commitment to the health of people worldwide. May humanity embrace life-affirming habits for a vibrant and joyful planet.
Let's enjoy some humor with a joke taught by Supreme Master Ching Hai entitled Mid-Air Talk.
Uh,
parachutist jumped from a plane and then discovered that his chute was broken as he plunged toward the ground. Frantically trying to fix the parachute, he passed another man who was on the way up, so he cried to him, "Oh, do you know anything about parachutes?" The other man on the way up said, "No, no, but do you know anything about gas cookers?"
And now for our viewer's heartline.
Dear Master, I watch Supreme Master TV every day. I like the good news that you put on every day, and the jokes are the things that are the best to me. I'm Carol, 10 years old, from Florida, USA, and I hope that we will be able to save the planet. Love always, Carol.
Hi, Carol. It's sweet to hear from you. Supreme Master Qinghai has a reply special for you.
Loving Carol, yes. Pray so be as you wish. With everyone joining hands and be veg, we will be able to save our planet home. Love, love, Qinghai.
Do you have a heartline today? We very much welcome your heartlines and stories from your area. Please send them to heartline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/heartline. We sure have enjoyed spending time with you on Noteworthy News.
May your days be abundant with divine illumination. Take care for now.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
Canada is donating an additional $15 million to the UN and the International Committee of the Red Cross to benefit Sri Lankan victims of war, bringing total contributions to $22.5 million this year.
Urban gardens such as Habesha in Georgia are growing in popularity across the USA, with youth participation in local communities bringing new life to the practice of growing quality fruits and vegetables.
In recognition of Baghdad's growing stability, Iraq's Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki authorizes the removal of all concrete barriers from the city's main and side streets.
Bringing people together from Russia, India, and Tibet, Moscow's Rurik Museum is hosting a cultural festival across six Russian cities featuring a mandala creation by monks of the Drepung Gomang Monastery.
Personal trainer Bob Harper, who advised participants how to lose weight on the American TV show The Biggest Loser, states that his cholesterol dropped by 100 points after he became vegetarian.
Vice President of the 2009 10th Asia-Pacific Congress on Deafness, Dr. Maliwan Thammasaung, commends Thailand for her provision of special programs for the hearing impaired.
Joint UN African Union peacekeeping officer in Darfur, Sudan, General Martin Luther Egwe of Nigeria, reports that the situation is stabilizing, with some persons now able to return to their homes.
8-year-old vegetarian enthusiast Jasmine Messiah joins a campaign launched by the Physicians Committee for Responsible Medicine in urging U.S. lawmakers to add fruits, veggies, and vegan meals to school lunch programs.
Egypt extends the opening of the Rafah crossing to the Gaza Strip to further the travel of additional Palestinians.
We thank all reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.